we do acknowledge this request that SASSA has put out to beneficiaries, of course, to verify their details and update their personal details at these local offices. This is especially beneficiaries who are using alternative identification to verify and to come in and say, I have now gotten my ID, and also these are my details if anything that has changed. Where the grants are concerned, to have grants that have come up for review. So it's important to clarify that this is not exclusionary, but it's for beneficiaries already on the system and in the system. And however, many beneficiaries have not updated their contact details. There's a number of 20,000 around South Africa who are being called and who are being asked to come in to do that. And this is to ensure that their grants are not are continuing on and are uninterrupted. But that said, there has been some clear breakdown in communication in many instances where beneficiaries are unaware of really what is required. And there have been difficulties in locating people for their verification. So beneficiaries don't often receive formal notifications and are left to find out through word of mouth or by missing their payments and realizing, okay, something is wrong, I need to go and check that. And so this is why we continue to emphasize the need for that proactive outreach and clarity from SASSA for these particular beneficiaries.
Now, Abigail, in your view, when it comes to the effectiveness and the efficiency of, you know, rolling out this identity verification process, has SASSA been, or how effective at least has SASSA been when it comes to this process?
Well, it is happening. That's what we can say. It's continuing to roll out. And I can talk about my personal experience in the Northwest recently. As part of the community-based monitoring work on the ground, I was in two small towns called Bloemhof and Zeerust. And we had actively spoken to SASSA there, asking them about the verification process and how that is going. And they had said that there's few numbers at particular local offices. So because the total number is 20,000, there might be seven at one or 24 at another that they even have to allocate and find people. And what happens is they go through this list and try to contact people. And in this instance, in the Northwest, majority of the people were found, but there were also people who were not contactable. And so those are the people who are then left outside of the bracket and then needing to get the information or are left outside because they're not being able to be contacted. So they have to contact beneficiaries as many times as possible to make sure that that contact is successful so that they can update that information. Mm. Yeah, so this is the only two local offices that I've, you know, been at physically, but our colleagues have also heard from others of how difficult it has been for many to actually even know what is expected of them. And so for most individuals who are affected, who use alternative IDs or whose grants are due for review, are unaware and do not know what is required from them. Despite SASSA's obligation to review, of course, grants regularly, there have been insufficient direct communication about what steps are needed, by when and where.
Now, as you mentioned before, Abigail, you know, sometimes the grant beneficiaries, they don't get the necessary notifications that they need to say, look, something is up. You need to come in and perhaps change details, or there's something that you need to come and do at a SASSA branch. And there was a bit of confusion around, you know, the switching from the SASSA Gold cards to the Postbank Black cards. And perhaps, you know, this is part of the problem that they haven't, you know, received adequate notifications. So do you believe that SASSA has actually done enough to educate and to prepare beneficiaries for this transition from the gold cards to those black cards?
No, I think there's been a lack of communication about what people need to do. And of course, I feel that there's not been enough to educate people around preparing for this switch. And within the process, there's also been a lot of issues. So beneficiaries who have transitioned from the gold card to the black card, and as you know, there's been continuously, when it started, there was continuous like deadline extension because the targets were not reached, because of lack of access in particular communities to post bank officials where card swaps would take place. And so people would have to travel from far distances just to be able to do that and to be able to receive their black cards. So the shift from then the gold SASSA card to the black card, that has caused confusion, particularly around where beneficiaries should go and what steps should be followed. So many go to Postbank, as I've then said. Officials who then are placed at retail stores, usually just with a table, a computer, and then they are able to assist beneficiaries. But that's also been a difficult situation where people needed to locate which areas they would be in, and they would be limited. And so that access would be difficult for beneficiaries. And what this has also then caused is then people having to make sure that they go to where they can have their card swaps. Mm. Now, these people then who have swapped their cards are then on the card system. But then we have people who've had their gold cards as well who haven't been able to swap in time, and now there's a suspension. And so we've also heard that for the child support grant, with some of our community partners, that they have not been paid. So there's been non-payment on some of those grants. And people are not sure what to do. Now there's a suspension of the card. It's supposed to be just in this period, but there's no clear way forward of what happens next. What do people have to do? Because if they go to the post bank officials, the post bank official says, well, no, you have to go to SASSA. And then SASSA says, well, okay, we can't help you with this. You have to go to perhaps the post office. We're not helping people at the moment, as also what we have seen. So it's a difficult situation. There's confusion around technical glitches on the card, which has led to the suspension of that card swap, with no clear communication about how or why this is linked to non-payment. So meanwhile, the post bank cardless withdrawal system, I'm not sure if you're aware of that, but that has been introduced to allow people who have lost or discarded their cards to also be able to access their grants. And this has been non-functional as well, leaving people without access to their grants since April. Mm. So it's been such a difficult situation. And of course, you can imagine how difficult it is for social grant beneficiaries who are dependent on that grant to survive.